be here with you tonight.
今天晚上我很高兴可以在这里。
I have to take everything he said by faith.
我得凭信心相信牧师说的都是好话。
Since I couldn't understand a word of that.
因为我一个字也听不懂。
When I first came to Florida, the pastor's wife was going to teach my young daughters to speak Chinese.
那我刚到搬到佛罗里达佛罗里达来的时候呢，许师母那时候要教我的小女儿学中文。
And I thought I would learn after they came home.
我后来就想说，哎，那他们学完了回家，我就跟他们学中文好了。
But I think we Americans are slow about learning Chinese.
但是可能对于美国人来说，中文实在是太困难。
Because they didn't learn very well, and I didn't learn at all.
他们学的不怎么样，我是一点都没学到。
But I'm so thankful for my helper.
但我是很感谢我的帮助者。
When I saw she was going to interpret, I said, good, I've spoken with you before.
有个翻译挺好。
So, this is the first night.
今天是第一天。
Of some services that we're going to focus on how to become a friend of God.
那这一系列的讲座都是要讲我们怎么才能成为神的朋友。
Now, when we talk about being a friend of God, I don't know what goes through your mind.
那我们讲到说成为神的朋友的时候，你在想什么呢？
I guess the place to begin is to ask ourselves, what do we mean by being a friend or friendship?
那我们是不是最开始就要想到说到底什么是朋友，定义是什么，友谊到底是什么东西呢？
So I'll explain to you tonight what I mean by that.
那所以我今天晚上就先要跟大家讲说我所说的作为朋友是什么意思。
I looked the word friend up in the dictionary.
那当然我们就要先查字典上是怎么定义什么是朋友。
And the dictionary said a friend is a person who has an emotional bond of affection to another person.
那字典上是说朋友是你就是两个人之间有一种情感上的这种亲密的关系，然后有一种联系，所以是朋友。
It also said that a friend is a person who is on good terms with another person.
然后朋友呢也是跟你就是交好的人。
There's no hostility between them.
就是说彼此之间没有敌意。
So, what I mean is, we can have a relationship with God where we love Him.
那我们讲到跟神做朋友，就是说我们跟神的关系里面包含了我们爱他。
And we can be assured that He loves us.
而且我们心里也有确定说神也爱我们。
And this relationship is based on the fact that there's no hostility between us.
那这个关系里面标志着就是说我们彼此之间没有敌意。
There's nothing in my life that's antagonistic to him.
那我的生命中没有说跟他相对的东西。
And there's nothing that he asks of me that I say, no, I don't want to do that.
那而且他对我的要求我也都不会说我可不想干这个。
Now, if we come back to the question, is it possible for a person to be a friend of God?
那我们就回到这个问题说这个我们作为人有可能和神成为朋友吗？
I'm sure there are many people in the world who would say, no, that's impossible.
我相信这个世界上很多人的答案会说不可能，我们没有办法成为神的朋友。
People who are involved in religions other than Christianity,
很多不信基督教而是信其他宗教的人
would often say, no, our gods are so far removed from us.
他们肯定会说这个我们信的这个神是很遥远的，很不能够触摸到的。
There's no way I can have a close, loving relationship with that God.
我跟他不可能有这种亲近亲密的关系。
I may fear them.
我有可能怕他。
I may be afraid that they will punish me if I don't do what I should.
如果我没有做好的话，他可能会惩罚我，所以我对他有一种敬畏。
But there's nothing of a loving relationship between me and my God.
但是这个关系里并没有那种爱的成分在。
Unfortunately, there are lots of people who call themselves Christians. That have the same concept.
那不幸的是，有很多人虽然自称为基督徒，他们的想法跟这些不信不是基督徒是一样的。
If they believe that God is all powerful and that He made the world,
那他们心里是相信说神是很有大有能力，而且他创造了宇宙万物。
Then He has power to punish me if I do wrong.
那显然，如果我们做错了事情，他也完全有能力来惩罚。
And often you'll have people saying.Oh, well, God did this to me because I did wrong.
所以有的时候你会听到他们说、哦、因为我做错了什么什么事情所以神就这样惩罚我。
My wife and I have a very close friend who is very much like that.
我太太和我们俩有一个很亲密的朋友、这个、我们这个朋友就有点这样子。
Everything that happens in her life that is negative, she thinks, God is out to get her.
什么时候如果他生命里有一些这个不好的事情发生，他就心想，哎呀，神又罚我了。
Now, part of the reason for that is that she knows there are things in her life that are not pleasing to God.
当然这个原因之一是因为她自己知道她的生活中有一些事情她做的实际上是不讨神的喜欢的。
And when we have that sense that we know we're not pleasing to God, then there's a certain amount of fear, maybe God's going to get me for being like this.
那如果我们自己心里知道我们做的某些事情是神不喜欢的话，那可能我们心里就会有这个害怕说啊，因为我做了这个事情，神就要罚我了。
One of the most amazing things about Christianity is that it emphasizes from the very beginning that God loves people.
但是对于这个基督教来说，最神奇的一件事情就是从最开始的时候，我们就非常强调一点，说神是爱人的。
God loves you wherever you came from.
不管你从哪里来，神都爱你。
God loves you whatever language you speak.
不管你说什么样的语言。
God loves you whatever the color of your skin.
不管你的肤色是什么样的。
God loves you no matter what you have done.
也不管你从前做过什么，神都是爱你的。
The most famous verse in all the Bible is John 3:16.
那在这个圣经里最著名的一个经节就是约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish.But have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the terms world and whosoever include all of us here tonight.
他这里面提到两个，一个是世人，一个是叫一切信他的，这个是涵盖所有人的，包括所有我们当中的所有人。
They include everyone who's not here tonight.
也包括那些不在这里的人。
All of the people you know.
所有你认识的人。
All of the people I know.
我认识的。
And all of the people that none of us know.
还有所有我们都不认识的人。
God loves people.
全部都包括在这里面，神爱世人。
And God's purpose in loving people is to be able to bring them into a relationship with Him.
那神爱世人，所以他的目的就是要让我们跟他能够有一个好的关系。
Tonight I would like to try to establish the fact that God has reached out to people.
那我今天想就要在你的心里建立出来的一个信念，就是说神他来寻找我们。
And I would like to be able to show you that God wants to have communion and fellowship with you.
我想让你们能够看到神真的是他愿意，他满心的愿意说能跟人有一个关系，有一个这个团契的关系。
And God doesn't want any hostility between you and him.
所以他不想让你我和跟他之间有任何的隔阂。
He's made it possible so you can live in that place where there's no hostility.
那而且他把这一切都是有可能实现的，是他付出了代价，他做了事情使这个是有可能实现，我们跟他之间没有敌意。
This is the message throughout the Bible.
这也就是圣经里一而再再而三传递给我们的信息。
If you go back to the book of Genesis, you will see there that in the earliest chapters, this is on display.
如果你回到创世纪，圣经的第一本书，从最开始你就能够看到这个信息在贯穿始终都在里面。
In Genesis chapters 1 and 2, God made all the world and all the animal kingdom.
在创世纪1到2章，我们讲到说神创造了世界，这个宇宙万物，动物、植物都是他创造的。
When God had made all those things and he said, that's all good, then he said, let us make man.
那神创造这一切，看着他们都是好的，然后到后来神说，让我们来造人。
And he said something different from all of his other creation. He said, let us make man in our image.
那这里面有所不同的跟其他的任何创造不同的地方就是神在造人的时候他说是按照我们的形象造人。
After our likeness.
跟按照神的样子。
That means that we are made to have some sort of similarity to who and what God is.
也就是说我们在被造的时候神就在我们的里面放了一些特质使我们能够跟神相似。
The thing that is different between you and animals is that animals don't have a soul. We do.
那我们跟动物之间的区别是说动物是没有灵魂的我们有。
Animals do things by instinct.
动物是靠本能来做事情的。
We have minds so we can think and reason and decide.
我们有头脑，我们有意志，我们可以用理性来分析，也可以用意志来决定。
God made us so we could have communion and fellowship with Him.
所以神造我们的目的是为了能够跟他交通，能够跟他有一个好的关系。
And in Genesis chapter 3, we see this relationship in existence.
而且在这个创世纪的第三章，我们就已经看到这个关系的表现。
God has had a relationship with Adam and Eve.
那里面讲到神跟亚当和夏娃，他们有一个良好亲密的关系。
He's told them what they can do and what they can't do.
神有告诉他们说什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做。
He only gives them one prohibition.
那所有的这个其他都是可以的，只有一件事情不可以。
He said, "You can eat of all of the trees of the garden except this one. Don't eat of that."
神说园中一切树上的果子都可以吃，只有园中间那棵树上的果子不可以吃。
You remember that story? That became a problem.
那你大家都知道这个故事，可是就是这一个不能吃的这个果子出现问题了。
Because Satan, the enemy of God and the enemy of Adam and Eve, drove his wedge right there.
那因为这个魔鬼撒旦，他是神的敌人，也是我们的敌人，他就借着这一个，在我们在人和神之间插了一个这个钉子。
He began to try to separate God's creation from God Himself.
然后他就要借着这个钉子，要把神和神所创造的这个万物分离开。
So God had talked to them, and He had given them instructions. It appears that He came down on a daily basis and walked and talked with them.
那圣经上告诉我们，神给了这个人，不仅仅给了人指示，而且好像神每天都和人在一起，跟他们一天起凉风的时候，跟亚当和夏娃在园中散步，和他们谈话。
Because when you get to verse 8 in chapter 3, God comes in the cool of the day. That would be the evening.
那个时候是在创世纪第三章第八节里讲到天气凉风，晚上傍晚的时候神就来和他们一起。
And God calls out to them, Adam, where are you?
然后神也会呼喊他，叫亚当你在哪里。
But something has happened to the relationship.
可是后来这个人和神之间的关系出现变化了。
Because Adam and Eve don't come running to meet God.
因为有一天神叫他们的时候，他们没有马上出来，很高兴的来见神。
They run from God and hide.
他们反而是躲起来了。
The reason is because there's come a hostility between them.
为什么呢？因为人和神之间出现了敌意。
God said, "Don't eat," and they did eat.
因为神说不能吃，但是他们却吃了。
And their conscience made them feel bad for what they had done.
而且然后他们的良知就控告他们，让他们知道说他们做错了事情。
Now what happened there in the garden is really a model of what happens in every one of our lives, sooner or later.
在这个伊甸园里发生的事情，实际上就已经预先在演示了我们每一个人生活中将要发生的事情。
It happens in the lives of every person because there is something in us that makes us want to do what we want to do.
因为我们每一个人的身上都要发生这样的事情，是因为我们里面有一个愿望，想要自己做主，我想要做什么的我就要去做。
And we want to do that, even though God may not want us to do that.
即便是神不想要我做的事情，因为是我自己想要的，我还是要去做。
Now God talked with lots of people in the Old Testament.
那在旧约里谈到说神跟很多人之间有过谈话。
God had a relationship with these people.
也就是说神跟这些人之间有关系。
But it was always people who wanted to do what God wanted them to do.
但是这些人都是那些愿意要做神让他们做的事情的人。
And I would say to you tonight that if you want to be a friend of God, the first step is to let Him change your heart till you want to please Him.
那所以我今天要讲的是，如果你真的想做神的朋友的话，那你要做的第一件事情就是让他来亲自改变你的内心，使你从心里愿意做他想让你做的事情。
In the fifth chapter of Genesis, there was a man named Enoch who walked with God.
那在创世纪第五章里提到有一个人的名字叫以诺，他说到他与神同行。
And he and God had such good fellowship that one day, at the end of their walk, God just took him with him.
他跟神的关系那么的好，以至于有一天到后来神跟他在一起同行的时候，神就直接把他接走了。
Everyone else in the world had become evil, except Noah.
那还有一段时间，这个世界上所有的人都是很邪恶，但只有挪亚一个人。
And the Bible says Noah was a righteous man.
在神的眼里，挪亚是一个义人。
And God spoke to Noah and said, "You need to build an ark."
然后神就跟挪亚说话，告诉他要造一个方舟。
You can save your wife, your family, and all of the animals of my creation that I will send your way.
然后神就说他要借着这个方舟拯救挪亚还有他的一家，然后还包括神所创造的那些动物。
But Noah was a righteous man who was living to please God.
那但是圣经里提到说挪亚是一个义人，也就是说他做的事情是要讨神的喜悦的。
God spoke to Abraham repeatedly.
神也跟亚伯拉罕说话很多次。
In Genesis chapter 12, chapter 17, chapter 18, chapter 22, all of those places, God specifically spoke to Abraham.
在创世纪的12章、17章、18章还有22章，有很多次神都在对亚伯拉罕说话。
God also spoke to Abraham's son Isaac.
那神也对亚伯拉罕的儿子就是以撒说话。
So in these early chapters of Genesis, God is talking with people who are loving him and obeying him.
所以我们从创世纪的前几章可以看到神不断的在跟那些爱他愿意听从他的话的人说话。
Now it doesn't stop there.
而且并不是到此为止了。
Because God continues to talk with people.
那从这个旧约里我们看到神有多处跟人交谈的地方。
He talks with Moses, he talks with Joshua.
他跟摩西说话跟约书亚说话。
He talks with Gideon, he talks with Solomon.
还有所罗门。
And all of those people were people who were loving him and trying to please him.
那这些人有一个共同的特质，就是说他们都爱神，他们愿意去做神要他们做的事情。
Now, at the same time that God was talking to these people, there were many other people that were not hearing God talk to them.
那在神跟这些人说话的同时，他们周围也有很多的其他的人并没有听到神的声音。
And many of those people were not hearing God because they weren't pleasing God.
他们为什么听不到神的声音？是因为他们的心里没有讨神喜悦的愿望。
You see, sin by its very nature is rebellion against God.
你知道吗？这个罪它的本质就是说要与神对抗。
It's when God says yes and I say no.
就是说神说是的时候，我偏要说不。
And God says I want you to and I say I don't want to.
就是神说我想要你做的时候，我们自己说我不愿意，我不想。
Because sin is rebellion against God, it breaks that fellowship that we should have with God.
因为罪本身就是抗拒反叛神，所以这个罪就使得我们之间，神和我们之间的关系造成了破裂。
Most of you here tonight probably have children or have grandchildren.
我们当中的在座的可能很多人都有孩子或者是孙子辈。
And you know that two people can live in the same house.
你都有经验说两个人虽然住在同一个屋檐下。
They can eat in the same table and ride in the same car.
在同一桌吃饭，坐同一辆车出门。
But if it's you and a teenager and you don't agree, there's a problem.
但是如果是你和你这个十几岁青少年的孩子，那你们俩之间如果有争执的话，这个问题就来了。
They say, I want to go here, and you say, no, you can't go there.
他们会说我们要去哪儿哪儿，你说不行，你不能去那儿。
Well, why can't I go there? Everybody else is going there.
那他就说，为凭什么别人都去了？
When are you going to stop treating me like a child?
你能不能不要把我老像小孩子那样对待？
Do Chinese young people talk that way?
这个中国人的孩子也这样吗？
I know American young people talk that way.
因为美国人的这个年轻人都是这样说话的。
I've had five.
因为我有五个孩子，我知道。
They all talk that way at one time or another.
就是他们总有一天都要这样对你说话的。
And in those times, we don't have great fellowship.
在那种状况下，你跟他的关系并不是很和谐的。
We sit at the same table, we ride in the same car, but there's something between us.
我们同一桌吃饭，同一车出门，但是我们之间就是别扭。
I, as their father, have set the guidelines for our house.
那我作为父亲，我要在这个家里立规矩。
And they don't like the guidelines.
那他们就不喜欢这个规矩。
Now, some parents just let their kids go, but you know, sooner or later, that's going to backfire on you.
有些家长可能就随便孩子去了，但是早晚这个是要收到后果的。
Because somewhere they're going to bump into the law or the rules of the company they work for, and they're going to have to learn to come under those things.
因为他的人生当中最终还是会遇到规矩，不管是法律也好，不管是公司的规定也好，他总是要服在这个规定之下的。
Now, if you break the law, you get arrested.
你如果犯了法，你就会被抓起来。
If you break the rules at your company, you get fired.
如果你违反了公司的法规的话，你就会被解雇。
But if you break the laws of God, you break the fellowship you have with God.
可是当你破坏了神的法律的时候，你所破坏的是你跟神之间的关系。
And when we turn away from God, we turn from light to darkness.
当我们跟神作对的时候，就是说我们离弃了光明，我们转向黑暗。
Now, I'm not talking now about physical darkness.
我说的这个不是实际上的这个黑暗，好像看不见。
I'm talking about spiritual darkness.
我说的是这个灵里面的黑暗。
All of us have something in us that says, Lord, I need your help right now.
我们心里可能都有这个渴望，说呼求神啊，我现在需要你的帮助。
I don't know what to do.
我现在不知道该怎么办好了。
I don't know what choice to make.
我也不知道该怎么样做选择。
I need your help.
我需要你。
But if there is hostility between you and God, there's a problem.
可是当你跟神之间有敌意，有这个别扭在的时候，就出现问题了。
The other side of that is, if you have a good friend in God,
那换一个方面讲，如果你跟神之间是很亲密的好朋友的关系，
there are some wonderful blessings that come from that.
然后这个就会给你的生命中带来很大的祝福。
I can trust my friend,To lead me right.
你有一个好朋友，你信任他，你知道他带你走的路一定是好的。
And so if he says, I don't want you to do this, I trust him to know why I shouldn't do that.
你有这么一个好朋友的话，你就他当他说你不要这样做的时候，你知道说他你信赖他，所以你就知道说他这样是为了你的好处。
Do you like stories?
你们喜欢听故事吗？
Before I moved to Florida, I raised small dogs called beagles.
我在我搬到那个佛罗里达来之前，我养一种狗，是一只小小的狗。
These dogs were raised to chase rabbits.
这种狗专门是拿用来这个猎兔子的。
They could smell a rabbit's trail.
它可以闻到这个兔子的味道。
When the rabbit would hop along, they could smell that.
虽然这个兔子这样一跳一跳，但是这种狗能专门闻到这个兔子味道，就可以去追踪它。
So I liked those dogs and raised them and hunted with them.
那所以我那个时候很喜欢这种狗，所以我就养它们，然后也带着它们去打猎。
My son would go with me. My dad would even go with me sometimes.
那我儿子，甚至我父亲有的时候也会跟着我一起去。
And so one day I was looking at a newspaper.
那有一天我正在看报纸。
And I saw a piece of property for sale.
那我就看到正好有一块地在卖出售。
Now I pastored a church, so I lived in a house the church owned.
那我那个时候我在牧会，所以我住的这个房子实际上是教会的房子。
And I wanted to buy something for me.
所以那个时候我就想说我也想买一个自己的地方。
And I wanted something that had a little land with it.
而且我想要一个就是地稍微大一点的。
So I read this little article, this little advertisement, and it said that they had 10 acres and two houses on it.
那我看到这个出售的这个地方呢，说有十英亩的地，然后上面有两个房子。
I called my dad on the phone, said, "Oh, you've got to listen to this."
那所以我就给我爸打电话说，哎，这有一个好地好的这个。
I drove about 40 miles to where this property was located.
所以我就开了40英里的车到了这个卖的这个出售这个地方。
When I got there, it had everything I wanted.
然后我到那儿一看就很喜欢，这各方面都很满意。
It had a lake that my children could fish in.
然后那个，因为那块地上还有一个湖，然后小孩子可以在那儿钓鱼。
It had enough property until we could have a little horse for my children to ride.
然后这个地方也够大，我们还可以养马。
And it had enough place where I could run my dogs.
而且这个地，因为这个地比较大嘛，然后狗也可以在上面跑得很痛快。
I walked around the property.
所以我在那儿巡视。
And when I got to the back, I saw a sign on the fence.
那等我绕到后面的时候，看见它的篱笆上有一个标语。
And the sign said, the property on the other side of that fence belonged to a beagle club, the kind of club that had dogs like my dog.
然后这个标示牌上面就说这个挨着这块地的后面那块地呢是一个就是专门一个养狗的一个俱乐部，就是专门养我的那种狗的一个俱乐部。
And what they would do was they would put fence around their property to keep the rabbits inside that fence.
那所以呢他们呢就是在这个他们的这块地上面周围都有篱笆，因为他们养那个狗的俱乐部里边就有好多兔子，所以他要把这些兔子圈起来。
So then you could turn your dog loose in there and they could chase the rabbits around. They didn't catch them. They just chased them.
所以这个养狗俱乐部他们呢就把他们的那些狗放在院子里，然后那些狗就追着这个兔子，就追着玩，也不是真的抓。
So I thought, if I bought this place, I would be right by this beagle club.
那我就心想，哎呀，这简直是太好了！如果我买了这块地的话，旁边就正好是这个俱乐部。
I could just take my little dogs and drop them over the fence.
我就直接把我的狗从那个篱笆那边扔丢过去，就可以有兔子追了。
And they could chase rabbits all day.
然后就可以想怎么追怎么追，多好呀！
They would become very good at chasing rabbits.
他们这样练习以后，肯定这个追兔子的水平越来越高。
I just knew this had to be the place for me.
所以我越想越觉得这块地方好。
I called my dad and I was so excited.
我就特别激动，赶紧给我爸打电话。
My dad got all excited.
然后我父亲也很激动。
And we decided we would go together and buy this.
所以我们就当时就决定说我们俩要一起把这块地买了。
So we drove to where the man lived who owned it.
所以我们就去到了这个卖主那里。
And we talked to him about it.
然后我们就跟他说我们想买这块地。
We offered him less money than what he asked for it.
当然我们出的价钱比他要的价钱要低一些。
And he said he'd think about it.
他就说那让我想想吧。
So we went back home.
那我们就回家了。
And I began to pray, Oh Lord, help that man to accept the amount of money we offered.
那时候我就祷告说神啊，你就帮助他，让他愿意就这个价钱卖给我们好了。
But the more I prayed that way, the more I felt funny about it.
但是我越这么祷告，心里越觉得不对劲呢。
And I called my dad and I said,I'm feeling funny about this.
所以我就又给我父亲打电话说我觉得哪里不对劲。
And he said, you know, I am too.
然后他就说我也觉得是。
I looked at my figures again.
所以我就又看了我这个计算的这个东西。
And I found out that I'd forgotten to add something into all of my figures that told me I could afford that.
所以后来我就又仔细看了我当时算的这个价钱，就是说我是不是能够付得起，我后来才发现我在那里面出了错误。
And if I added this other bill in, I couldn't afford it.
所以如果我把这部分开销也放进去的话，我发现我根本没有能力去买那块地。
So I called my dad back and I said, Oh, don't you think there's some way we can work this out?
所以我也觉得挺沮丧的，就跟我父亲打电话说我们能不能想什么办法呢？
And he said to me,Be careful, son. God's our friend, and He knows whether we need this or not.
那个时候，我父亲就跟我说：“儿子，你要小心。说神是我们的，他说神是我们的朋友，他知道这块地是不是我们该要的。”
Throughout that day, I prayed about it and wished I could get it, but I became more and more convinced that God didn't want me to have it.
所以那天呢，我虽然一直在祷告，我也很想要那块地，很想真的是能够买到它，但是我心里越来越清楚，说那个并不是神想让我要的。
My dad said the same thing. He said, "Son, I just don't think we're supposed to do this."
那我父亲也有同样的感动，他就跟我说，我觉得我们不应该买。
It was just a month later that I got a call from Hobe Sound, Florida.
那就是在这件事情之后一个月，我就接到了这个 Hobe Sound 的电话。
And they asked me to come to Hobe Sound and be president of Hobe Sound Bible College.
他们邀请我到这个 Hobe Sound 的这个圣经学院来当校长。
All of a sudden, I realized that my heavenly Father, my friend, knew what I didn't know.
那所以那个时候我突然明白说我的天父我的朋友他知道我所不知道的一些事情。
And he said, you don't need to be tied up with this land because you're going to be over 1,000 miles away.
神知道说我不能在那里面买一块地让我就是在那儿受了约束，因为他知道在1000多英里外那一个地方需要我。
I've come to realize if I keep my relationship with God strong, he'll protect me.
我也意识到说如果我跟神的关系是非常的亲密非常紧密的时候他会保护我。
On the other hand, if I say, well, I want that place.
但换个角度讲如果我当时就坚持说我真的非想要那块地不可。
I would probably have gone ahead and bought it.
我有可能真的就去买了它。
And then I would have found out I couldn't really afford it.
然后我就会发现说我其实是付不起的。
And then I'm supposed to be 1,000 miles away to be in the center of God's will.
然后如果是按照神的旨意我应该是在1000英里以外。
God knew what I needed.
神知道我需要的是什么。
And because my heart was clear with him, I found out that being a friend of God kept me from making a wrong decision.
就因为我的心 是清洁的，所以我在他的面前，我能够通过他发现说我真正需要的是什么。
I could tell you stories for a long time tonight similar to that.
这样的故事我有很多很多可以一直跟你讲。
I'm here to tell you that it's a good thing to be a friend with God.
我真的想跟你说的是跟神做朋友是非常好的。
But the thing that causes this problem is that sin makes us say, I want to do what I want to do.
可是我们的问题在于罪在我们的里面作怪，他让我们说我想要做的事情。
You know, God, even though he could stop us, allows us to make those choices.
你知道吗？虽然神有能力阻止我们，但是他允许我们做出我们自己的选择。
If you want to forget about God, you can.
如果你不想理神，不想让他参与你的生活，你可以。
If you want to forget about his Ten Commandments, you can.
如果你不想搭理十诫是怎么说的，你也可以。
If you don't want to come to church, God's not going to come down and grab you by the shoulder and drag you into church.
如果你不想到教会来，神也不会说拎着你的耳朵把你拽进来。
You can do what you want to do.
你可以做你想要做的事情。
But you can't live that way and be a friend.With God.
但是如果你想要成为神的朋友的话，你就不能那样生活。
Because that makes tension and hostility between us.
因为那样的话意味着你跟神之间是紧张，是有敌意的。
And you know God's not happy that you ignore him.
而且你心里也清楚，如果你不在乎神的这个想法心意的话，神你跟神之间是有问题的。
And like the teenager in the car,You sit there and sulk because you know you're not doing what God wants you to do.
因为就像那个你的那个青少年的那个孩子那样，撅着嘴耷拉着脸不高兴，因为你心里知道你没有在做神想要你做的事情。
But the good news is God has made provision.
但是我有一个好消息，神帮助了我们。
He's made provision to take care of this problem of sin in our lives.
他已经有做了一些事情，让我们能够解决我们生命中罪的问题。
In the Old Testament, he gave Moses the law of God.
在旧约当中，神借着摩西颁布了他的律法。
Part of that is the Ten Commandments.
那当然这里面就有十诫。
Then there were lots of other laws that told them how to eat and how to dress and how to sacrifice and how to worship.
还有很多其他的律法讲到该怎么穿衣服，该怎么生活，该怎么献祭，该怎么敬拜他。
God said to them, I want you to be different from all the other people.
神对 那些人说，我要你们分别出来跟别人不同。
I want you to belong to me.
因为你们是属我的。
I want to be your God and I want you to be my people.
他说我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
I want you to be holy because I'm holy.
他说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Now the word of God tells us what we already know.
神的话语告诉我们已经知道的事实。
Two people can't walk together unless they be agreed.
也就是说，两个人如果意见不同，就是道不同，不相为谋。
If you and I decide to walk down this aisle and go out that door,
如果我们俩都决定说从这个走到中间，走过去，从那个门出去，
we're agreed.
那意思就是说我们是意见一致的。
But if I say, no, you go out that door, I want to go out this way.
那如果你说你想走这个门，我说我想走那个门，
then we can't walk together.
也就是说我们没有办法同路。
And if God says, I'm holy, and I want you to live this way.
如果神说我是圣洁的，所以你要这样生，我希望你能够这样生活。
And you say, oh no, Lord, I want to live that way.
你说不，我不想这样生活，我想那么生活。
Then you can't walk with God.
那也就是说你没有办法与神同行。
You can't have that friendship and fellowship with God.
你跟他之间没有办法有这个亲密的友谊。
But God made provision,In the law, for them to have forgiveness for their sins.
但是神给我们提供了一条出路，在律法当中也给我们提供了一条出路，使我们的罪能够得到赦免。
When we commit sin, our heart tells us we've done that.
当我们犯了罪的时候，我们的心里其实清楚，我们知道。
When I was young, my father pastored a church where a young boy began to attend.
那我年轻的，我小的时候，我父亲是一个教会的牧师，然后那个教会里有一个小男孩。
This boy came from a very, very bad family.
那这个孩子的家庭是很不幸的。
They drank and fought and lived immoral lives.
是很糟糕的，他们家里人酗酒，然后互相之间还打架，然后这个是很不道德。
There were 11 children in that family, and they fought with each other and fought with everybody else.
然后那个家庭里一共有十一个孩子，这十一个孩子互相之间也经常吵架，然后也跟别的孩子都不和睦。
I don't remember how this young man started coming to our church, but he did.
我不记得这个孩子他是怎么来的，但是他后来经常来。
And he began to talk to my father, who was the pastor.
那个时候我父亲是牧师，所以他就跟我父亲谈话。
And he said, when I do something I know is wrong, I feel bad in here.
他会说如果我做了一些我自己知道明明是不对的事情，我这里边很难受。
And he said, sometimes I will say right out loud, I'm sorry.
有的时候他说我就会自己直接说对不起对不起。
He didn't know who he was saying it to.
他甚至没有一个这个道歉的对象，但是他就要大声地说对不起。
But he said, when I say I'm sorry, I feel better.
但是他说我这样说了以后心里就好受一些。
My father was able to talk to him about the fact that God deals with us like that.
所以我父亲就跟他讲说其实这个就是神帮助我们的一种方式。
God has given us something we call a conscience.
因为神给了我们良心。
And this conscience tells us when we do wrong.
这个良知告诉我们当我们做错事情的时候他就会提醒我们。
So when you displease God, something on the inside says, uh-uh.
所以当你做那些不讨神喜悦的事情的时候你心里是知道的。
You shouldn't be doing that.
你心里有一个提醒说你不应该这样做。
Now you can go on and do it and do it and do it until your conscience doesn't talk to you anymore.
当然你也可以说不去管你的良心怎么说你一直这样做直到说你的良心也没有感觉了。
The Bible describes that as killing your conscience.
那个圣经里讲到说这就好像抹杀你的良知。
But you don't want to do that.
但是这不是你要做的事情。
You need that conscience to help you move in God's direction.
因为你需要你的良知提醒你，让你回到跟神和好的那个路上。
And this young boy began to follow that conscience, and it led him to church.
那所以这个小孩呢，他就听从了他的良知，然后他就开始来教会。
It led him to talk to the pastor, and the pastor explained about sin.
然后他让这个良知也让他跟这个牧师谈话，然后牧师给他讲这个罪到底是怎么回事。
The pastor asked him if he wanted to pray and ask God to forgive him for his sin.
然后牧师也问他说你愿不愿意祷告，然后求神来帮助你，来赦免你的罪。
And that boy said, yes, I want to pray.
然后这个孩子的回答就是是，我愿意这样。
And God forgave him of all of his sins.
然后就在那个时候神就赦免了他一切的罪过。
God made him a new person.
神使他成为一个新的人。
His conscience didn't bother him.
然后他的良心不再让他觉得难受了。
Unless he did something that he didn't know was wrong, and then his conscience would say no, and he would say, oh Lord, I want to please you.
那如果他要去做一些事情，也许可能他不知道是对的，是错的，但是他的良心会提醒他，那个时候他就会跟神说，我不要这样做。
That young man's life changed so much that his whole family could see the change.
这个年轻人的生命因此改变，而且他全家都能看得出来他的改变。
His father said to him, I want to go to church with you.
那个时候他父亲就说，我也想跟你一起去教会。
He went to church and enjoyed it except for the fact that he worked at a place that made liquor.
那这个父亲也到教会来，他也很喜欢，但是问题是说他这个工作的地方就是一个制酒的地方。
And the boy said, you need to give your heart to Jesus and become a Christian.
那这个年轻人就跟他父亲说，你要把你的心交给耶稣，你要成为一个基督徒。
And his father said, I can't. I work at a place where I make liquor and that makes people drunk and they do terrible things. I can't be a Christian and work there.
那但是他父亲就说我不行啊，我在这个地方上班呢，这个地方干的事情就是造酒，然后那个让这些人喝醉，我不能这样成为基督徒。
This boy was a new Christian and he believed God could do anything.
那这个年轻人他刚信主，他相信神能做任何事情。
He said, Dad, I'm going to pray that God will close that place down.
那所以这个他就跟他爸爸说那个爸爸我现在就要祷告让你这个工作地方倒闭关门。
His father laughed and said, if God closes it down, I'll become a Christian.
那他爸爸就笑了他说如果这个地方真的倒闭关门了那我就当基督徒。
In less than 3 months, that place filed for bankruptcy and closed.
不到三个月，这个地方就宣布破产，关门了。
And that boy said to his dad, it's time for you to go to church and give your heart to Jesus.
那这个年轻人就说，爸爸，你现在就得去教会了，你要把你的心给交给耶稣。
And he did that.
而他爸爸真的就这么做了。
And God began to change in that family.
那神的真的工作就在这个家庭里开始。
I went to a family gathering some time ago, and there were over 40 people there who had become Christians through that young man's testimony.
那就是借着这个年轻人的这个见证，然后他那个家族有40多个人都成为基督徒。
He had become a friend of God, and God helped him to lead other people.
他成了神的朋友，神借着他使更多的人成为神的朋友。
The New Testament gives us the most beautiful story in all of the world.
那这个新约里讲到一个非常美好的故事。
It says that God not only loves us and wants to be able to forgive us of our sins,
神不仅仅是爱我们，他也愿意赦免我们的罪过。
But he's come himself in the person of Jesus Christ.
而且他亲自成为耶稣基督，成为人的样式来到了这个世界上。
No other religion in the whole world has God becoming a man.
世界上没有任何一个其他的宗教 的神能够成为人的样子来到这个世上。
But that's exactly what Jesus did.
但这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
He became one of us.
他成为我们当中的一员。
He walked their roads.
他走在我们走的路上。
He slept in their beds and ate their meals.
他像我们一样睡在床上，和我们一样需要吃饭。
He went to their weddings, he went to their funerals.
他参加当时那些人的婚礼，参加他们的葬礼。
He loved them.
他爱他们。
And in the end, he hung on a cross and died to forgive them of their sins.
直到最后他让自己被钉在十字架上，死在那里，使我们的罪过能够夺得赦免。
And that's why we have this church here tonight.
这也就是为什么我们今天能够在这里，站在这里，有一个教会。
Because God took the initiative. God came to us.
因为神他主动了，他亲自来寻找我们。
He came in the person of Jesus Christ so you and I could have forgiveness of our sins.
他以神的形象耶稣基督到我们中间，所以我们可以能够接受他的赦免。
The hostility between us and God can be taken away.
我们和神之间那个敌意神有办法拿掉。
What we've done wrong can be forgiven.
我们所做的那些事情神是可以赦免的。
And God can come into our heart and life and help us to live to please him.
神可以住到我们的心里，在我们的生活中帮助我们能够做那些讨他喜欢的事情。
In these services, I want to talk to you about how to become a friend of God.
所以这几天我就要想跟大家讲如何才能成为神的朋友。
I want to use the life of Abraham as an example.
我想举亚伯拉罕的例子。
So tomorrow and Sunday, I'll be talking to you out of the life of Abraham.
所以明天然后到星期天我都会给大家讲亚伯拉罕的生平。
Abraham is a marvelous example of a man who began to believe in God.
那因为亚伯拉罕是一个很奇妙的例子，他是一个就是能够开始有一个这个相信神的一个过程。
And he began to obey God.
然后他慢慢开始遵循神的话语。
And he had fellowship with God.
他跟神之间有一个非常好的关系。
And he trusted God.
他信任神。
Those are the things that we'll be talking about in the next services.
那后面几堂我们就要讲到这些。
Tonight, I thank you for coming.
我今天我很感谢大家来。
I thank you for taking Friday night to be in church.
礼拜五的晚上能够来不容易。
And I hope God has helped me to say something that will help you want to have everything clear between you and God.
我希望能够借着我的话，神在你的心里有这个放进这个感动，你希望能够和神之间有那个清楚的和好的关系。
Because it's a wonderful thing to have God as your friend.
因为神做你的朋友真的是一个非常美妙的事情。
It's a wonderful thing to have no condemnation for sin in your heart.
在你的心里没有这个罪恶感，没有这个定罪的感觉是非常奇妙的。
To be all clear between you and God.
你跟神之间没有一点别扭。
And you can have that.
这是可以得到的。
Every single one of you can have that.
我们每个人都可以得到跟神之间那种畅通无阻的关系。
God is no respecter of persons.
神并不在我们当中挑三拣四。
You're here tonight because God in His mercy has brought us together like this.
你今天能在这里，就是神借着他的恩典能把我们都带到一起。
Several weeks ago, when I was talking about coming, God pressed me to talk about how you can become a friend of God.
几个星期以前，当我知道我要来这里的时候，神就把这个题目放在我的心里，让我给大家讲怎么才能跟他成为朋友。
And my prayer as we go through these services is not that you'll think I'm a good speaker.
那我的祷告是，当我讲完这几堂的时候，我不希望你认为我是一个很好的讲员。
It's not that you'll be impressed with the church, as far as that's concerned.
我也不希望说你觉得，哎，这个教堂坐着还挺舒服。
But my prayer is that you'll find a friend.God.
我的祷告是你能够成为神的朋友。
But you don't have to run from it.
这样你不用逃离他。
You don't have to hide.
你也不用躲起来。
Everything is clear.
你跟神之间是畅通的。
You love him and he loves you.
你爱他，他也爱你。
That's a wonderful, wonderful way to live.
那是一个非常美妙的一个生活方式。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us.
天父，我们感谢你这样爱我们。
We thank you that you not only love us, but you sent Jesus Christ to become our Savior.
我们谢谢你不仅爱我们，你甚至差耶稣基督来成为我们的救主。
We thank you that you don't want us just to have a life of being conformed to rules.
我们也感谢你，你并不想让我们的生活只是生活受限于条条框框。
But you want us to have a life where we love you and you love us.
你想让我们的生活是和你彼此相爱的那种生活。
Where we trust you and we know you have our best interest at heart.
我们从心里可以信靠你，可以相信说你为我们预备的都是最好的。
Where we're not in conflict with you and our hearts are clear before you.
我们跟你之间没有冲突，我们和你之间的关系也没有别扭。
I know you have done that for some people sitting right here tonight.
我知道你在我们当中的一些人身上已经做了这样的工作。
And I know that if there are people sitting here tonight that don't know that, they can know that.
我也知道在我们当中有一些人还没有得到这样的生活，他们是也可以得到的。
I pray in these services, Lord, that you will help these people to know how much you love them.
在这几堂的讲座中，主啊，就求你帮助所有的人，他们知道你有多么的爱他们。
You love them too much to leave them in their sin.
你那么的爱他们，你不愿意让他们生活在罪当中。
You love them so much that you've provided forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ.
你那么爱他们，所以你愿意牺牲耶稣基督，让我们能够有得到救赎，得到赦免。
Help us to take advantage of that, so we can enjoy the life.That you plan for us.
帮助我们不要浪费这样的恩典，让我们能够享受到你所为我们预备的美好的人生。
We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。阿门。
Amen. Thank you.